Well, U.S. officials say President Barack Obama has ordered more military aid to the foreign-backed insurgents fighting the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Obama's deputy national security advisor Ben Rhodes says the new aid would include assault rifles, shoulder-fired rocket-propelled grenades, and anti-tank missiles. Media reports also say Washington is mulling over the idea of a no-fly zone in Syria's south. The decision comes after the White House accused the Syrian government of using chemical weapons against civilians. Damascus says the accusations are a fabricated scenario to justify Washington's decision to arm insurgents. To discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined by Mr. Michel Chosudovsky, who is with the Center for Research on Globalization. He's joining us now via Skype from Montreal. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you react to this announcement by Obama's administration that they are now ready to arm these militants?
Well, the U.S. president is accusing Syria, namely the government of Bashar al-Assad, of having crossed the red line. But we have to ask ourselves, who has crossed the red line? Barack Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry are supporting a terrorist organization which is on the U.S. State Department list of terrorist organizations. Following this announcement, the White House spokesman stated that it was the intelligence community which assessed that the Assad regime was using chemical weapons. This is a nonsensical statement, because all the evidence that we have to date points to the fact that the rebels, namely al-Nusra, which is a terrorist organization, has chemical weapons in its possession. And I'm referring to several reports. First of all, several months back, there was a report, it was in CNN, to the effect that Western military or special forces were actually training opposition rebels in the use of chemical weapons in Jordan and Turkey. This was a report of CNN. Subsequently, and that's very recent, we had a United Nations independent mission which actually accused the rebels of using chemical weapons. And they said that there was no evidence to the fact that the Syrian government was using chemical weapons against civilian population, but there was evidence to be confirmed that the rebels had chemical weapons and that they were using it against civilians. And then you had another statement by the Turkish General Directorate of Security, namely Turkish police, to the effect, and that is barely a month ago, to the effect that police seized sarin gas in the possession of al-Qaeda affiliated terrorists who were believed to be heading for Syria. So we have a lot of evidence which incriminates the U.S. NATO-Israeli-backed al-Qaeda-affiliated rebel forces, namely al-Nusra, which is also on the U.S. State Department list of terrorist organizations.
And sir, briefly, if you can, do you find it interesting that all of this is happening when the Syrian army is actually making significant gains in the country?
Well, precisely. The rebels, which are largely integrated by al-Qaeda-affiliated forces, have been decimated. And the last stronghold of the rebels in the northern, in the border city with Lebanon, al-Qasir, have been defeated. And these so-called rebel strongholds have been taken back by Syrian forces. I think that it would be highly unproductive at this stage to channel weapons to a defeated rebel army. I should mention that much of this channeling of weapons and money to al-Qaeda in Syria goes through a rather notorious individual. It's the FSA Supreme Military Commander, General Salem Idris.
I do sincerely apologize, Mr. Chesedovsky, but it seems that we will unfortunately have to leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Chesedovsky speaking to us live on the line from Montreal.